following is a newbiedm.com minicast.
And welcome to the first ever newbiedm.com minicast. I am your host, the newbie DM, and joining me for this historic occasion, well, historic to me, probably not to you, is my good friend, Phil Menard, the chatty DM from criticalhits.com.
Hey, thanks for having me, man.
And who else was I going to have on my first episode here? I need someone chatty and you fit the bill.
Yeah, well, thank you very much. I'll chat up.
So like I described the show, it is a quick show where we take a question from the voicemail from a DM out there and we try to answer it to the best of our ability. And I'm never going to do this alone. I'm always going to have help here. And today I brought the chatty DM with me. So let's get to it. Why don't we hear the question we have for today?
How you doing? I am a newbie DM, and I'm trying to find out when you should tell your group to roll perception checks. Specifically, my group is going through Keep of the Shadowfell, and they're in Area 15, Corridors of the Cube. One of them is near the Gelatinous Cube's alcove, and I'm trying to figure out if I should tell him to roll perception or just let him get eaten. I really want someone to get eaten by the cube, so I'm tempted to tell him not to roll perception, but I want to make sure I'm doing this fair. Love to know what you guys suggest. Thanks.
Well, there you go. He wants to find out about perception checks, and I think this is a classic case of the DM needing to have his players' passive perceptions handy. This is the case where if your party is going through a dark corridor, and they don't bother to take the time to tell you, hey, listen, DM, I want to be making perception checks along the way. I'm being really careful because I don't want to get eaten. If they're not bothering to do that, then you take the passive perception score. And if they don't make it, you know what? They're not paying attention. And they're going to bump right into a wall of jello and they're going to get eaten. And I don't think you need to be babysitting them, asking them to make perception checks. They should be asking you, can I make a perception check? Can I make a perception check? I want to make perception checks. And if they're not doing that, they're not being careful. Imagine them just stumbling their way through the hallway of this dungeon, and they just bump right into the gelatinous cube because they didn't see it. They weren't looking for it. They didn't really care to be perceptive. Well, what do you think, Chatty?
Well, the way I got it is that the actual gelatinous cube is in an alcove sitting on the side, and I think he was worried that his players would miss it. So going with the passive check is perfect, because if they make it, they kind of see something and they might investigate and get stuck by it or attacked by it. But if they miss it or they decide to dodge it, I would actually play it differently and have the invisible gelatinous cube follow the party at a certain distance and have it strike later on at the most unfortunate moment in the adventure, while minding that it's still a level 5 elite, if I remember correctly. So just make sure that it doesn't kill anyone by having it add itself to a level 4 encounter a little bit later on.
Well, speaking of which, I got the feeling that he's actively trying to kill his players, which is a different topic altogether, no?
Or he just wants to really, really play with a gelatinous cube, which is a cool encounter when you start DMing.
Well, there you go. I hope this answered your question with the gelatinous cube. And Chatty, moving on, we are here to sell something to the public, aren't we?
Oh, yeah. We started working on a new podcast, a new D&D 4E specific podcast, especially about DMs, and we're going to call it the Dungeon Master Guys, and it's going to feature you, the new BDM. It's going to feature Dave the Game from CriticalHits.com and myself, and we're going to discuss all kinds of things that DMs are interested in their game and whatnot. So I'm pretty sure you've got your own ideas about how you wanted to go at it, and don't you? Which I'm really looking forward to start doing that.
I am really looking forward to it as well, and I promise the guys out there one thing. I promise the audience one thing. This isn't going to be a show where we're talking for 2 hours. This isn't going to be a show where we're repeating news you've read all week, and this isn't going to be a show where we're listening to ourselves talk. This is going to be a show about DMing for DMs, made by DMs, with a very specific topic in mind and a very specific way to go about it. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
So be looking out for that. That's coming real soon, and that'll do it for this newbiedm.com minicast. Phil, thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
And I hope you guys enjoyed it and be looking out for these. These are going to be shorter than this one's going to be a little long because it was the first one and we were talking about the other podcasts and sort of setting up the series. But what I plan to do with this is just make really quick shows, take a question from the voicemail, answer it, and go. So I hope you enjoyed it. Come back and check it out whenever it comes up. And Phil, thank you again for being here. And I'll see you on the Dungeon Master Guys podcast.
See you soon, man.
Take care. And I want to remind the audience out there that you can call into the voicemail line at 305-349-3026. It's 305-349-3026. Call in with your questions and you might get on the show.